Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Warner.
Good morning.
And we have a special guest this morning, Mark Greenwood, Senior Vice President of Relationship Management for AgStar Financial. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Today we're going to talk about the MF global crisis, the bankruptcy, and how that's affected producers, agricultural producers in rural Minnesota. And I thought we'd break this into pieces. So today's part one of a multi-part series on this topic. And Mark, if you could maybe just first and foremost describe what happened.
Absolutely. Most ag producers, whatever type of commodity they, whether it be grain, swine, dairy, beef, the amount of volatility that's been in the marketplace, what we've worked with our producers on of all commodities is sound risk management and really margin management philosophy. And we've worked with producers for the last 3 to 4 years to really use the CME on helping lay off some of that risk. And actually, when there's an opportunity to lock in what any producer would deem as an acceptable return, they use the CME. How MF Global has involved in that process is they are the clearinghouse. And what we mean by that is, let's say, you know, corn prices about 2 or 3 months ago were over $7 a bushel. I mean, that's a pretty acceptable return. So you went to the board and said, okay, I'm willing to take that position. So you have what we'd call an initial margin account that you have to do in order to keep that position of that $7 that's on the board. So if you do the hypothetical and say that's $100,000, that was your initial margin in order to ensure that you had that price on the CME. And MF Global had those quote-unquote segregated funds of that $100,000. The issue was, well, they went bankrupt. And what we have seen when they filed bankruptcy, those positions got translated to a different clearinghouse. It could have, you know, there's other clearinghouses as well other than MF Global. But MF Global on the ag side, they had probably anywhere from 25 to 35% of a lot of those ag commodity type funds. And the issue was from the producer side, that initial margin that I kind of went through was that $100,000. Well, not all of that $100,000 got transferred over to the next clearinghouse. Those segregated funds weren't there. So the shortfall has been about 20%. So you're $20,000 short. Well, the other part of this equation is in order to keep that $7 position, the other clearinghouse is saying you have to get that margin account back to $100,000. So that producer also had to kick another $20,000, which that's the other part of the untold story. So needless to say, if you're a producer and you're working with your local commodity broker, and unfortunately, if MF Global happened to be the clearinghouse, you've got money sitting in MF Global, plus you had to kick in additional dollars to maintain that position.
Thanks, Mark. That's all the time we have now. That was Mark Greenwood, Senior Vice President for Relationship Management at AgStar Financial. And along with Marnie Warner, I'm Jim Gullickson. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.